The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
Think a tax overhaul will be smoother sailing for Republicans after the healthcare debacle? It may not be as easy as you think.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Republicans are aiming to enact the first major tax overhaul in 30 years. They figure, and they hope, that it'll be easier than trying to revamp the healthcare industry. Major legislation to restructure healthcare collapsed last week, and the GOP is hoping for a sure win on the tax front. But as the Wall Street Journal's Richard Rubin says, it may not be so simple. Richard joins us now. Richard, the GOP wants tax relief across the board. What should be so hard about achieving that goal? After all, it's what most Americans want.
Well, it's all about trade-offs. You know, they're going to look at this and say, yeah, we might want across-the-board tax rate cuts, but that doesn't mean we want to actually reduce revenues by that much, that we want to make the budget deficits bigger. Republicans, at least some of them, talk a lot about the burdens that the federal debt places on the country, and they don't necessarily want to add to it, or if they want to add to it, it's not by all that much. And so that forces these trade-offs. If you take rates down some, then you'll have to broaden the tax base, get rid of some tax breaks, and make up the money somehow.
You say that the Republicans need to bridge at least three gaps to succeed at tax reform. What are those three gaps?
Yeah, so first is what that target is. You've got the House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying we want the revenue target to be roughly revenue neutral with some caveats, which basically means that the government would collect about as much as it's projected to collect anyway. And then you've got the president who says he wants to cut the hell out of taxes. There's a gap there. There's been a gap there, and they need to sort of figure out where they are on that. Second, the gap they need to bridge is sort of what the goal is, what their these sort of trade-offs in there between rate cuts and base broadening. And, you know, so look at things like the state and local tax deduction. Like, well, is there enough of a constituency within the Republican Party, even members from high tax states such as New York and New Jersey, who are going to be willing to get rid of that in order to lower rates across the board? And then the third thing is this border adjustment proposal that is in the House plan, which is not yet legislation, but it's a plan, and that would tax imports and exempt exports. And so they've got to figure out, you know, what they do with that, because it raises about $1 trillion to help pay for those rate cuts. But, you know, the senators, even on the Republican side, are not keen on it at all, and the White House has been all over the place on that.
There's an argument that in order to stimulate the economy, you've got to cut taxes, especially on the most well-off, because, you know, they're the job creators. Isn't there a big argument over that?
There's always been a big argument over that. But that's actually the partisan divide in some ways. Republicans are generally sold on that theory, which says that if you essentially increase the after-tax return, increase the incentives for people to work and save and invest, that they'll do more of that and it'll be great for the economy. But one of the gaps there, too, that we need to talk about is who should get the tax cut. That's where most Republicans are. That's where Speaker Ryan is. But the president's out there and the Treasury Secretary's out there saying that their focus is going to be on the middle class, on getting a big, broad middle class tax cut. That's not what the president's plan was when he campaigned last year. That's not what the House plan is. And so it's really this trade-off of, do you help families? Do you provide bigger child tax credits, bigger standard deductions for the broad middle class? Or are you focusing money on lowering rates at the top and for businesses? There's a real debate there about whether the best way to help people is to promote this sort of growth first agenda, and which comes from lowering rates, they say, or to have this a focus on delivering as much of the benefit as possible to the middle class, however it is you want to define that.
I'm speaking with Richard Rubin of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Richard, how many competing bills are there amongst Republicans?
None. Look, there's no—that's a bit of an exaggeration, but you know, everyone's really sort of waiting for the House Republicans to release their bill. But at the same time, you've got the White House out there talking about how they're going to drive the train on this and release their own plan. So the path here is not entirely clear whose bill it's going to be. There are obviously other bills out there, either narrower bills or bills that have been, you know, flat tax plans that have been out there for a while. But in terms of what we're really looking for, what I'm really looking for as I'm covering this is, you know, what's the House Republicans' plan going to be, the one that Speaker Ryan and Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady put together? What, if any, Senate alternative is there? And then what the administration lays out, whether that's a bill, a set of principles, who knows what we're really expecting from the administration.
Well, is the administration going to wait for the House plan?
I don't know. The administration's given a bunch of different signals. At one point, the administration was saying, look, we want to have a combined plan, something where we get the House, the Senate, and the White House together, and we kind of all agree what we want to do, and then we kind of roll that out. But in recent days, you've heard it sound less like that, and you've heard the Treasury Secretary say they're going to come out with their plan, and you've heard Sean Spicer at the White House on Monday talking about how the administration's going to drive the train on tax reform. So the mechanics, even that sort of basic procedural mechanics of who's coming out with the plan and who's going to be bought into it when it comes out, we don't know yet.
So we will not hold our breath.
No, don't hold. Tax reform is an exercise in not holding your breath.
Richard Rubin of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.